Good afternoon. I'm Colin from Opinion Research. We're conducting a brief survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we'd like to get your opinion today. First of all, am I speaking with Eloy Lopez?
No, you're not. It's his spouse.
And may I please speak with Eloy Lopez?
No, he's not here. He's up running errands.
Okay. Maybe you can help us out. We're conducting a survey about issues facing your community. Are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote in Texas?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can vote safely?
I am in the living room. I'm not driving.
Is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No.
And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, could you please tell us in what year were you born? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
1954.
54, thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? It is Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan
Native? Hispanic.
And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I graduated with my degree from the university.
Thank you. And thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve,
no.
Somewhat approve, somewhat no. Disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom will you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Definitely or probably Republican?
Definitely.
Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Donald Trump. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Vicente Gonzalez, how would you rate him?
Medium.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one is Myra Flores. Do you recognize the name?
Somewhat
Myra
favorable.
Flores?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. The last two, Kamala Harris.
Oh, not favorable at all.
Very
definitely
unfavorable.
Not
or just somewhat?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
And the last one is Joe Biden. How would you rate him?
Oh, unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Very? Okay. And thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? From 0 to 10.
Very. Oh, 0 meaning not, and 10 meaning a lot?
Very interested. Correct.
Okay, 10, very interested.
10. Okay. And if the election for President has been held today, for whom will you vote, Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Trump.
And for almost done, we're 80%. Thank you for your help. Next, if election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom will you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Aldred, Democrat?
Who's the second one? Who's the Democrat?
Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Aldred, Democrat?
Oh, that's okay.
For
I wouldn't
Senate.
Know where he was running, but I'm going Republican.
If the election were held today, Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate, correct?
That's right, Ted Cruz, yes.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress has been held today, for whom will you vote, Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And the last few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're done. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Strong Republican.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
I am conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
No, I'm very conservative.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Wait, repeat the question. It didn't go with the answer, I didn't think.
Okay, how would you describe your economic circumstances?
Oh,
well-to-do, upper middle class. Thank you. And now thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English, but some Spanish? Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish, but some English, or only Spanish at home?
Spanish and English equally.
Equally. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
And okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.